Blog Talk Radio.
Frank, you ready?
Yeah, run that back.
All right, here we go.
Oh, no. It's been a while since I've been up in the booth. Feels good. Feels like 98.com. Oh. Fake Rob, delay up in NYC. I see you, dog. Plugs locked up. I got you, though. Free plugs. Had to do it to him. Swipe a boy, take notes. Class is about to start. Finally, got on a track with Bobby. We chilling in the penthouse while the haters in the lobby. 22 and already on a website, supposed to dismay, but it just don't feel right. Let's take a second, take some time to appreciate the boy that led Tennessee to that elite eight. But it's still sad to stop and think about, though. We'd have cut the Nets down if Austin made his free throw. But that was back then, yeah, it's in the past. Me and Maze up on this beat, taking names and kicking ass. We flying by you like a Tyler Bray pass. Ball's finna be on top, you ain't even gotta ask. We scoring all day in that checkerboard grass. Make Alshon Jeffrey look like he pumping gas. The MB ham, man, not even somewhat. Your team look as ugly as much champs butt cut. Don't get me started on that loser Mark Rick yet. He looks just like Kellen Hunt in a headset. This has been a pleasure, yeah, man, it's been great. Shout out to B Maze and feels like 98. What?
What?
The one and only Frank Favre bringing us in on the ones and twos yet again. The 17th best Tennessee podcast in the state of Tennessee is back. Feels like 98, feels like a season preview. Shaboy Fake Rob Lewis, joined right now by megawatt internet superstar, political aficionado, college football super fan, Trent Flubbs. Trent Flubbs, hello.
Good evening.
Trent, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good, but you stole my joke. I was going to say that I was going to welcome our listeners to the 82nd ranked podcast in all of all Twitter.
No, we made it out 17th, so we've got a mountain to climb. But gosh dang it, we're going to climb it. The janitor is on a late night custodian call, and we'll be calling in here in a second. I know everybody's here to listen to John Janitor's talk anyway. Trent Flubbs, we are 17 and a third days away from Ram-style tackle football. How does that make you feel?
I tell you, man, you can just fever pitch. The excitement probably is as high as I've seen it since. You know, I think that Oklahoma game is probably going to be the equivalent of Cal 2006 on the excitometer. What about you?
Yeah, I don't have an excitometer, but it's definitely – I'm going to be drunk. I'm going to be belligerent, and I'm going to be at a tailgate. While we're waiting on the janitor, by the way, at our tailgate, we've come up with some big John Janitor's T-shirts. If you'd like to take a look at them or see them, hit me on Twitter. Also, just ordered quite a few Make Tennessee Great Again, a la Don Trump, which, by the way, this podcast is sponsored by Don Trump. Let's make America great again. Let's make Tennessee great again. But we're doing some Make Tennessee Great Again hats. We'll have them for sale at our tailgate. I'll have all that information as we get closer to the Oklahoma game. But, you look at that game. You get out of Bowling Green unscathed with minimal injuries. 6 o'clock kick. A frothy Neyland Stadium crowd. Dude, I mean, yeah, few places in the world I'd rather be. I guess I'm biased, but Neyland Stadium at night, big-time atmosphere, big-time game. We haven't really been in many. We've had to, like, talk ourselves into saying that, oh, this is a big game. This actually is one. We have the weapons. Butch Jones has delivered the goods in terms of talent. Now they got to go out and do it on the field. And we're going to get into that in the season preview. We're going to go game by game and get Trent Flubbs and the janitor their takes on each game. While we're waiting on the fashionably late John Janitors, again, he's late to a 9:30 podcast at all day. Can't get here by 9:30. John Janitors late again. Trent, let's talk about our football team. What sticks out to you on the offensive side of the football? I mean, I know you've crunched the numbers. I can't tell you how the film you've watched. I believe you even commented that you're kind of like you're like LWS on Ballquest. A lot of times you don't even watch the play. Rather, you watch the hip movement, the lateral rotation, the side-to-side movement of the players, and then you have to have somebody else kind of tell you what happened on the play. So as you've crunched all of that and kind of dissected it, what do you see on the offensive side of the football?
You know, Gary, I think that there is an alarming lack of concern amongst us chattering types when it comes to the offensive line. And, you know, with Marcus Jackson being out for the year, I think that's a devastating blow. And I am questioning my current prediction of a 9-win season simply based on that injury alone. I don't think our offensive line was very good last year. I know you can make lots of improvements over the course of an off season, but I don't know. You know, that combined with – I'm not sold on our wide receivers either. I don't think their performance last year was very good. I'm sure that all is intertwined with the running game and the quarterback play, blah, blah, blah. But I think there are some questions there, but obviously there's talent there too. So we'll see what side wins out in that battle.
Yeah, I feel like that's a pretty ignorant take, so well done. I do worry about the offensive line. I do agree with that part. Look no further than Missouri last year. You know, you go up against a formidable defensive line. I don't really think it matters how many weapons you have. If you can't get the ball to the backfield, then it's going to make for a long night. I guess the bonus there is we've beefed up even more on defense. I'm calling for our defensive line to be top three, top five in the nation, and I don't think that's too much of a stretch, to be quite honest. I think it's going to be incredible. But with that being said, I believe we've got Janitors on the line. Like you said, he had a late-night custodial call, had some shit to clean up. Janitors, are you there?
This is Janitors.
Hey, Janitors. You're here with Jer Jer and Megawatt political aficionado, Trent Flubbs on the 17th greatest Tennessee podcast in the country. Feels like 98. Welcome, sir.
What have I missed?
Well, Janitors, what we've done is we've gone over and looked at our football team on the offensive side of the football. We wanted to wait to get the game-by-game breakdown because I know you have a lot of stuff prepared, as does Flubbs.
I've literally prepared nothing.
Yeah. So, I mean, like I said, like a ton of stuff prepared. We've really taken this podcast seriously, as we do each and every podcast. But Flubbs has said that Marcus Jackson being out, and he got his name correct, is going to really hurt the offensive line, and he's not sold on our receivers. I told him that was a horrible take on the wide receivers. I can see the offensive line, but Janitor, I want to hear your stance on our offense.
Well, I think our offensive line is going to be worse than last year. I don't see how it really is going to be better unless, you know, Coleman Thomas takes a big step forward at right tackle, which he's not really athletic enough to play that position, so I don't see that happening. Then you lost arguably your best offensive lineman from last year in Jackson. So, you know, I think it's going to be a real issue they're going to have to work around. For sure, you're just going to have to hope that the defense can be better than the opponent, and the skill players can make some plays. I think our receivers, Flubbs isn't high on the receivers at all.
No, he says he's not sold on them.
No, put in a poor performance last year. I think that I'm not football smart enough to know how much of that was. True, yes. How much of that was to be blamed on poor quarterback play, poor running back play, poor offensive line play? I guess it's all intertwined, and when everything's working, you know, as clockwork, then the wide receivers look better than they did last year. But I was not impressed with them last year.
So the one thing with the wide receivers is I hate to say it, but there's a lot of pussies out there. I mean, every single one of them has missed a ton of time.
Yeah, good point.
Listen, I think we're loaded at receiver, personally. I think with Von back, getting him back is huge just because you love that guy in motion because he's a threat to take the ball off the snap and do God knows what with it. You look at a guy like Pig Howard, rock solid. You know what you're getting with him. He looked incredible against Iowa. I thought Iowa was terrible, but, man, that guy is as consistent as they come. Marquez North, the Fox Sports Brad injury scare was terrible. But thank goodness he's back. You know, he's good for big catches. I think everything I hear from guys who watch him practice every day says he has just loads of potential to be really consistent. But instead,
first of all, is Fox Sports Brad finished?
I think he's been finalized. You've got to completely rebrand after that. I mean, I told him to contact me if he wanted some rebranding expertise because I've done it I don't know how many times. But you have to rebrand from that. You got to change your name, your real name. It doesn't even need to start with a – it can't start with a B. He's got to shave the chin strap.
Yeah.
He's been finished.
We've all been there. I mean, if you haven't rebranded on the boards after just a colossal failure, then, I mean, you've not been doing it long enough.
Absolutely.
Guys,
no,
I'm
I mean, everybody's good.
I'm not high at all on Marquez North. I don't think he's that great. In fact, has he ever made any kind of normal catch? He makes these trick catches, but when it comes down to just catching a pass, I mean, it's like he's got flippers like a seal. He can't catch a ball when it's just a normal pass.
He's catching
when it's between his legs and shit, but, I mean, catch a fucking normal pass, man.
All right, trip's loaded. He's on one. Listen, dude, I think we're loaded at receiver. You toss in, you know, I think we're going to hear something tonight, tomorrow on Preston Williams. I think it's going to be good news. I think he's going to be good. By the way, what a quick recovery from a shredded ACL he's made. I mean, dude, they say he looks great in practice. So I'm excited about that.
Let's talk about Preston Williams. Let's talk about Preston Williams for 1 second. Are we, as a podcast, buying the beef nugget? And I guess Hubs nugget, but Hubs, of course, everyone knows Hubs doesn't know shit about him having to score within a certain window on the ACT. I don't believe that.
That sounds just absurd to me. Absolutely absurd. Well, he's got to score between an 18 or a 22, or he gets flagged again. No, like what? Are they just making up rules as they go? Like there's no way, right, Hubs?
Yeah, I believe Beef. I think that he knows what he's talking about. And I have heard in the past, you know, if you score too high, I mean, it's racist as shit, to be honest with you, to say, hey, you just scored a 29. You're obviously cheating on the AC. So,
I don't think Josh Smith would have gotten flagged.
No, not at all. No,
pedestrian light receiver, he's good to go. He can score whatever, and he's fine. Let's go ahead and shift to our defense, Chandler. It's your line of expertise, obviously. You've got the mop and bucket out. And I was talking to Flubs earlier when we were looking at kind of the Missouri game last year and how it kind of beat up a bad offensive line and what you get. But I think that our defensive line arguably could be top three, top five in the country before the year's over. I don't think that's a stretch at all. I think our defense is going to be nasty as shit. And bring, as Big John Nuts would say, some absolutely rancid, just heinous, wretched Dick Heat this year.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be seeing some rancid Dick Heat. That's for damn sure. The two things that I think we should be really good at this year are probably the most important things on defense, and that's getting to the quarterback and playing nickel. I think our secondary is really good. When you put Galvin out there with Sutton and then either Mosley or Martin, who have both had good camps, and then our safeties were deep back there. We got experience. We have talent. And then, you know, people are worried about the middle linebacker. I think we'll be fine there. I don't remember who it was that played for AJ last year against Missouri and Vandy and Iowa, but, you know, they seem to be doing fine.
Jakob's
he's horrible. I'm not that worried about it. And I think our D tackles will be a little better than people think. I thought O'Brien and Owen Williams last year were capable, competent SEC defensive tackles, and you know, you throw in the two freshmen and you don't have to have a ton from them. You just get 10 or 15 snaps a game. I mean, that should be an upgrade.
Well, yeah, and I think that's the big difference this year is you can shuffle players, defensive tackle, two who have already proven they can play, and then two who have just like miles and miles of potential. And so if you can shuffle those guys and you're rested and you've got your wind in the fourth quarter, that's going to make a massive difference. I think, you know, when you look at most positions, I think we're a lot deeper than we were last year. And that's a testament to Butch and what he's done and kind of what CFT talked about in the article he just posted on the Get Shirt and how exactly he's gone about it. But I don't want to take too much time talking about our team because I feel like I want to keep doing these every week. Twitter's been demanding it. So I want to focus on our schedule. And I want to go team by team, any analysis that you may have. But what we do on our message boards and on Twitter, and so if you're not familiar, let me tell you, we talk about games and we ask ourselves, is this a Butch Jones signature win type of game? And for short, we call it SIG win. We've come up with that SIG win. The SIG is short for signature, if you caught the play on words there. So what I want to do is I'm going to ask the janitor. We're going to go by each game. I'm going to ask the janitor to talk a little bit about the opponent. Is it a SIG win? Why or why not? And then I'm going to toss it over to Flubs. And I've got a quick prediction for each. Nobody's here to listen to me. I'm here to navigate this podcast. And I know my role. So let's get into the Bowling Green fixture. In 17 and the third days in the It City, Nashville, Tennessee, Butch Jones travels to the 615 with his with his roster full of absolute five-star talent to take on Bowling Green. I could not name one player that Bowling Green has. I don't think I could point to Bowling Green on a map. That's probably more an indictment on my education more than anything. Janitor, Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, I'm going to have to give that a SIG win status. It's in the It
okay.
City. It's in the It City. It's in, you know, it's down there at whatever the folks are calling.
Nissan Production.
Yeah, Samsung Stadium down there on the river. It's got to be a SIG win. First game of the year against a, you know, a prime time out-of-conference opponent. Yeah, I'm going SIG win.
SIG win. All right, Flubs.
Now, I was tempted to maybe give it the SIG win status simply because it's played in the stadium of such an NFL juggernaut, but I have decided to repeal SIG win status for the Bowling Green game. Bowling Green, by the way, I believe is where they make the Corvette, if I'm not mistaken, in Kentucky. And so I find that car to be inferior to other sports cars. And I'm not a big fan of Dave Clawson, who I believe is their legendary head coach. I could be mistaken on that. I really don't keep up with this stuff, but it's obviously not a SIG win.
All right, and I'll just chime in and say I think we're going to beat their ass. All right, so we're 1-0, and here's the game we've been talking about all podcast. Oklahoma University and over there in Norman, big game. Bob brings his squad to Knoxville. On the river, Neyland Stadium, 6 p.m. We're all drunk as shit. We're having a great time. Flubs called it a cow environment in terms of frothiness. I'm going to do something stupid in the stadium. I probably don't make it to the second quarter. I'll be with Frank Favre at Cool Beans, a la the last, I think, three times I've entered Neyland Stadium by halftime watching the game. Let's go to the janitor. Let's talk a little bit about Oklahoma.
Got to say Oklahoma's a SIG win, Jerry. Conference national brand. You know, they've won 7,000 national titles. Yeah,
yep.
Beat our ass senseless last year. Neyland will be in a frost. There's no doubt about that. Janitors will be in the building for that game. So if there's any way you slice it, that's a SIG win.
That's a SIG win for Tennessee and Butch Jones. By the way, I just got hit on the Twitter.
That's two SIG wins
Slim
so
Brady.
Far.
Yeah, we're two games, two SIG win potential possibilities for Butch Jones and the Tennessee Volunteers. Flubs, I just wanted to chime in. I do like to get interactive on Twitter, and people are tweeting about our podcast and the article that we just released. At Slim Brady wants you to know that Bowling Green State University is in Ohio, not Kentucky. Ha ha.
Ha ha. Well, silly me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Just wanted to go on. Now, Oklahoma.
Own your phone, Flubs.
Yeah, own the phone.
Oklahoma is the most ridiculously overhyped game of the 2015 season. Not only does this game mean absolutely nothing in the grand scheme of things. We won't even be the same team by mid-year or the end of the year. Not a sig win.
Not a sig win from Trent Flubs. Not a sig win.
No.
Okay. I'm going to step in just for a quick prediction. I think we're going to beat their ass. All right. Two sig wins to no sig wins. Western Carolina. I'd assume that might be in North Carolina. I don't know which of the Carolinas is in. Western, apparently. They come to Knoxville. You could be potentially 2-0 going into this game. You could be 1-1. You know, it's a 7 o'clock kick. You got to take that into consideration. Nealon might be rocking. Let's go to the janitor.
Night game in Nealon, you know, border rivalry. I'm going sig win.
All right, six sig win, three sig wins. Trent Fluffs, Western Carolina.
Now, is West Carolina a state? Anyway,
I think it could. I think it's the 51st state. Yes.
Okay. Well, Barack Obama said there are 57 states, so we've got to find the other 7. Anyway, I'm going to have to say no. That's not a sig win. No, I will not attend that game. I will probably listen to Bob Kesslin give that the old radio call, but I'm not going to take too much time out of my day for the Western Carolina non-sig win game.
Plus, I will PayPal you everything in my checking and savings account if you can tell me the Western Carolina nickname.
Catamount.
Is that right?
A great ending to Bob Kesslin's career would be if they treated him like Milton from Office Space and just moved him into an office and quit paying him and gave him a microphone and see how long he kept doing games.
So they figured out that it wasn't live. It was just a microphone with nothing connected to it.
That's yeah, awesome. Just put him down there with his microphone around game time
great.
And put his game on.
So we're 3 games in. Depending on who you listen to, we've either got 3 possible sig wins or 0 possible sig wins, one of which Trent Flubs will not be watching. I think we know the game that comes next, September 16th. We go down to University Avenue. You catch an STD when you step on campus. You probably leave with 3 more without having intercourse. That's Gainesville, Florida, to take on the Florida Gators. Janitor, I mean, this has to be a sig win, right? We haven't beat him since, like, puberty.
Yeah, you know, I do value tradition, but in the modern era of Tennessee football, from when we were at our pinnacle, Florida is the sig win. It's the game every year. It's always a sig win. I know they're not good this year. The streak is probably going to end, probably going to resemble Bama 95, if I had to guess. Yeah, Florida is the sig win. I'm giving it sig win status.
Sig win status. Another quick drop in here. At Brian Kubik says, my wife thinks Trent is full of shit for not giving OU sig win status. All right. Trent, you've been called full of shit on Twitter. You've been hit by the geography historian on Twitter. Now let's talk about the Gators. Sig win, no sig win.
Well, I guarantee you there's at least one more wife out there that fully agrees with that tweet. I would like to say give a shout-out to Florida Gator user Juice Brenner, who promised to listen tonight. But I'm going to say that that is not a sig win. They are not very good. We are not very good. We haven't been in the past. To have a sig win, you have to have an aura about you. You have to be just a juggernaut of a team. And with John McClellan coaching them this year, I don't know anything about him or them. I just think that you can't give that a sig win status, Jer.
So you're going no sig win status for whose Florida Gators?
John McClellan.
Yeah,
Jerry McClellan.
Yep, it's Jim McElwain. Is their head football the football coach there in Gainesville?
Trent,
right.
do you know where McElwain came from? What school?
I think he came from Air Force.
So I'm just gonna let that one sit. All right. So no sig wins from Trent Flubs here on the Feels Like 98 podcast, sponsored by Big Don Trump. Let's make America great again. And the janitor has given all sig wins. And, you know, I kind of tend to agree. I mean, this is our coming out year. So I think everyone has a signature win written on it.
Just call them how I see them, Jer.
What?
I just call them how I see them. I see 4 SIG wins so far.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got four massive games there, and I think they all have SIG win status. As for the my prediction, I think we're going to beat their ass. So you come back October 3rd, and the Hogs come calling. You know, they're known for their massive offensive line and defensive line, and they're going to run it up your throat, yada, yada, yada. And I'm shocked that they have, you know, something over 56K speed to tweet about how good their football team is going to be in that godforsaken state. But alas, here we are. The Arkansas Razorbacks come calling. John Janitors. SIG win? No SIG win.
Well, you know, last time around they handed us, I think they won a couple ESPYs for the game. They beat our shit in. Got our fuck beat.
Yep.
And, you know, anytime you're coming off that kind of, you know, embarrassment, and you have a chance to redeem yourself, I mean, that's what a SIG win is all about. So I'm giving this one a SIG win, Jer.
SIG win status from John Janitors. Trent Flubs, I got a feeling you're going SIG win here. I mean, it's the Razorbacks. You're coming off of beating Florida's fuck. You know, let's get another SIG win. What do you say, buddy?
Have the Arkansas Razorbacks ever won an SEC championship? The answer to that is no. So I cannot possibly elevate them to SIG win status. You all are grading way too easily. You're like the coach that teaches social studies that everybody loves, and I'm more of the you know, I'm the Spanish teacher that really grades people based on their work, and I cannot give them a SIG win status for Arkansas. There's no way, no way.
All right, you clearly failed Spanish. All right, okay.
What,
so we've got
what are the qualifications to be a social studies teacher at Sullivan North High School?
Oh man, they can't be too stringent, Big John Janitors. I would imagine that you have to be able to maintain some kind of order in the classroom, and report some sort of grade back to the parents. Other than that, I don't think there are any kind of requirements to be a social studies teacher at North.
All right, so we're looking at the Arkansas game. If I had to guess, I can't help but think we'd beat their ass. All right, October 10th, the Georgia Bulldogs, their fans come in red chinos. They bark at you. Grown men barking at other human beings. They're just disgusting people in general. They just make me sick. I think I'm just, yeah, I don't really think I'm above people, it really, but I am above Georgia fans. I can say that with confidence. But let's get to the game. You know, potentially we could be, you know, 5-0 heading into this one. We almost nipped them last year. We almost nipped them the year before. But Mark Helenhunt brings Georgia in. SIG win, Janitors?
Yeah, I mean, there's literally nothing I respect less than the University of Georgia. I mean, just
correct.
A
Absolutely.
School full of losers if there ever was one. But at the same time, that game will be for the SEC East. They they have beaten us 5 years, 6 years in a row, whatever it's been. I've lost count. And
it's a lot.
I don't see how, knowing those two things, you can give it anything other than a SIG win status. So I'm going SIG win, Jer.
I'm going to have to agree, SIG win. Trent Flubs, Georgia Bulldogs, go.
You know, this game gives me hesitation because I am – God, I want to pull that SIG win trigger on this game. Georgia is, without hesitation, our biggest rival. Without hesitation. It's not close. It is not close. Our biggest rival by far in the SEC, in college football. Not a SIG win.
Jesus.
Well,
okay, not a SIG win.
I mean, they haven't won anything
rival
recently.
For
I mean,
the East, and it's not a SIG win?
Nobody impresses me in the East. I mean, you can't just show up and say you're the best in the East without win a national championship sometime, you know? Win an SEC title in the last decade. You know, impress me. Work for it, bitch.
All right. So I think – all right. Work for it, bitch. This has absolutely slayed me. I can't keep my composure. All right. So you're talking Georgia. Sig win, no Sig win from the janitors and plug, respectively. I personally think we beat their ass. So I'm going to paint you guys a little picture. If you close your eyes and just let me know when they're closed.
Paint.
Eyes closed. 6-0. Tennessee Volunteers, healthy as a horse. Traveling down to Tuscaloosa. Alabama, we hate them, but gosh dang it, we respect them. Respectable program. Piece of shit fans, but respectable program. Piece of shit town, respectable program. 6-0, going to Alabama. Tuscaloosa, probably going to be a 90, probably going to be a CBS 90. John Janitors, is that a Sig win?
Now imagine they're white. No, yeah, it's Alabama. Number one team in the country, more than likely. Beat us by a combined 7,000 points over the last 40 years, or however many years in a row. Does anyone even know their coach the last time we beat them?
I have no idea.
That is, other than Florida, it is the Sig win. It would be the biggest win in at least a decade here. Absolute Sig win.
Sig win from the janitor. Trent, should we just call it a Sig win and move on? I mean, it's Alabama. It's Tennessee, Alabama. I mean, they make shirts about this game, but all right, let's move on. You ready?
Well, hold on just a second, because if we're being honest, you know, over the last few years, Alabama has lost quite a bit of its luster, you know, especially last year, you know, getting worked over by Ohio State in the national championship game. That was disgusting. That was embarrassing to me, and I'm not really an SEC fan. I think the SEC is the dirtiest conference in the history of sports, and I don't really like the SEC. There are several conferences that I would just as soon watch than the SEC. But, I mean, you have to hand it to Alabama. They've been great. They're not great anymore. Really, what have they done? You know, they haven't done anything. I can't
Alabama
give it a Sig win.
Alabama not great anymore. No Sig win from Trent Flubbs. I mean, we're bordering on ridiculousness here. This is insanity.
When was the last Sig win that Tennessee had, Flubbs?
Last Sig win we had, you know, I like that Cal win in 2006. I'm very fond of that memory. So I'm going to say that was probably the last Sig win in University of Tennessee history.
Damn near a decade ago.
Yeah.
Were you at that game?
I was at that game. Yes, it was electric.
Let's listen, dude. All right, that's not what we're talking about. God Almighty, that's embarrassing. You may never be on the podcast again. All right, October 31st. Alabama, we're going to beat their ass. October 31st, we go to Lexington, home of what's that little skank's name? That is a basketball fan. She's an actress, alleged skank. Ashley Judd. Ashley Judd. Yep, home of the fighting Ashley Judds. I'm coached by a Stoops. It's at Kentucky, so it's going to be cold as shit, windy as shit, miserable. But we could potentially be 7-0. I mean, I don't see any way there's a Sig win, so let's just make this quick. Janitor, Sig win.
Well, you know, typically I'd say no. We've only lost to them. We were playing Kentucky, correct?
Yeah, Kentucky.
Yeah, you know, we've only lost to them once in my life, so I've, you know, obviously Kentucky's never a Sig win. However, when you have the chance to beat two Stoops fuck in one season within one or 2 months, that's a Sig win.
You know, that's a decent point because that's another Sig win from Janitors. I think we're up to 7 or 8, and you know, that's a very good point. You do have the chance to absolutely destroy the fuck out of two Stoops. And, I mean, when can you say that's happened before? So, you know, I can buy that. Trent Flubbs, Sig win.
When's the last time both the Stoops had their fucks beat by somebody?
Been a long time. Trent Flubbs, Sig win, Kentucky.
And then that's a scary game right there, Jer. It's either a trap game after just an unbelievable, not realistic victory against Alabama, or it's a game where you just come in completely beaten up after getting mauled by Alabama, and limping up to Kentucky, up to Lexington, where it's cold. You know, that's a game where you get behind, you're down by 14 at halftime. You just pray that you pull that one out.
Yeah, that could be a big win. That could be a SIG win.
But in no way will Kentucky ever qualify as a SIG win.
All right. Let's move right along. You know, we've beaten the hell out of South Carolina 2 years in a row now. Steve Spurrier is beside himself. He's got to make Butch Jones jokes because he really has nothing else to stand on. He's obviously on his way out the door. They're going to come limping into Knoxville. We're going to be – I mean, we could potentially be undefeated, one loss, two at most. John Janitors, the Gamecocks from Columbia, that throw batteries at you after you leave their stadium. Is that
That's true. You know, I'm not sure Fulmer beat Spurrier three times in his career. I mean, maybe. I guess maybe when after he went to South Carolina. But Butch could go 3-0 versus Spurrier in his first three tries. Yeah, that, you know, and it's Spurrier. That's always a SIG win. It's an SEC East game. No-brainer SIG win.
SIG win from the Janitors, South Carolina Gamecocks. Trent, I think you were hesitant to give this a SIG win last year, so I'm assuming no SIG win from you.
It's not a SIG win. I mean, if you watch the highlights from last year's game, there's no way Spurrier's trying to win that game. He's given something back to the state of Tennessee over these last two games. He is not trying to beat us, and I don't care what we say. Watch last year's highlights. That's not a normal ending to a game, and it's not because we were that great either. Something is afoot. Something is amiss right there. I think that they threw the game. Not a SIG win.
Not a SIG win. Okay. All right. You know, I'm looking at that game, and, you know, you can crunch numbers all day, but I think ultimately we're just going to beat their ass. So you've got November 14th coming up. North Texas, which I believe is in Dallas, home of my parents. State, by the way. It is a good state. North Texas comes calling, led by some players that are on scholarship, and they're going to come play the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. The caveat here is that it's homecoming. John Ganner, SIG win.
Did you say homecoming?
Yeah, homecoming. Big time caveat.
And why would it not be a SIG win?
I agree. SIG win. Trent Flubbs, homecoming North Texas football players. SIG win?
It's just an embarrassing game. It's like I won't watch it. I may not listen to it. I may not ever know what happened. Not a SIG win.
Not a SIG win. So here we are, two games left on the schedule. Trent Flubbs yet to give Butch Jones a chance at that signature win in 2015. Now, this one is interesting. This one is interesting, and not Trent, I know you're a fan of this coach, and I'm going to let you go on your little spiel. resident fun boy Michael Sam is no longer there. That defensive line has been broken up a bit. Columbia, Missouri, still going to have some high expectations as we go play the Missouri Tigers, who have somehow won the East, I think, the last 2 years now, which makes quite literally zero sense. Is that a SIG win, John Janitors?
You know, we haven't beaten Mizzou in our entire history. They have, of course, the crafty Gary Pickle as the coach. It's probably for the East. You're undefeated. Road conference game in the cold. I'm seeing no other way you can look at this other than it's a SIG win.
SIG win from the Janitors, Trent Flubbs, at Missouri. SIG win?
Oh, yeah. It's only SIG win on our schedule this year. Anytime you go up against Pickle, you can be and, you know, they have a wily, seasoned veteran at quarterback. Just a great program. He's the best coach in college football. Let's just all be honest right now and go around the room and admit that he is the best coach in college football. Jerry, you go first.
What's his name again?
Jerry Pickle?
Yeah. I don't think Pickles is the best. I think he's pretty damn good, and I think we've proven that over the last 2 years. But I can't call Pickles the best coach in college football. Janitors?
I wouldn't call him the best coach, but he's very good, very crafty.
And Flubs, just to kind of backtrack a bit, you cited their season quarterback, and that's absolutely true. You care to spit out his name for us?
I don't know it. I just know he's been there for a couple of years, and he runs.
He does, as football players tend to do. He will run. Sometimes north south, sometimes east west. Absolutely. All right. So we've got a SIG win out of Trent Flubs. It's at Pickles Missouri Tigers in Columbia, Missouri. That leaves us one game. We're going to beat their ass, by the way. That leaves us one game. So we are undefeated as the we don't ask permission or whatever that just heinous marketing department decided to put out on Twitter this week, which I just blows my mind. The Vanderbilt Commodores led by maybe still Derek Mason by that time of year, November 28th, 2015. He might still be there. They come and they want to ruin Butch Jones and his undefeated season. John Janitors, SIG win?
Yeah, I mean, you got to look at Vanderbilt as the villains of this conference. They've raped a half dozen, women in the off season. They're basically the Crips of downtown Nashville at this point.
Right.
Anytime you get a chance to stick it to convicted rapists, where I come from, Jerry, that's a SIG win.
Yeah. I mean, you have to toss in the convicted rapist factor. That's a variable that you can't overlook when you're talking SIG win status. Listen, I hate to even say to my listeners, they know this stuff. This is SIG win 101. If you're playing convicted rapist and you light their ass up, that's a SIG win. Trent Flubs, hit me.
Well, I do believe those cases were thrown out of court and overturned. So, let's see. The mighty have fallen in Nashville, Tennessee, down at Dudley Field. I remember 2 years ago, opening game, watching them play Ole Miss, and just I clearly remember just praying that they would get beaten, because I'm going to be honest with you, they were overtaking the Tennessee Volunteers, something that you never thought that you would say in your entire life. But I'm just glad James Franklin moved on. Oh, I'm going to leave it at that. But not a SIG win. Not with Derek Mason.
Not
He's
a SIG
terrible.
Win. Not a SIG win. We've got one SIG win out of Trent Flubs, and we've got all SIG wins out of Big John Janitors as the final tally.
So the only SIG win on the schedule this year, according to Trent Flubs, is Mizzou.
And some of you idiots follow this guy on Twitter.
1,500 of them.
Oh man. So you've got us at 8 wins, you said? Oh, we're gonna beat Vanderbilt's ass too, wrapping up an undefeated regular season from fake Rob Willis. Trent, you have us at 8 wins, is that what you said?
I'm gonna stay with 9 wins. I think 9 is a solid season. It's not gonna blow me away. It's not going to break my heart. One win lower would be all right. One win higher would be great. But anything below 8 wins is just a massive disappointment.
Janitors, how many are we walking away with this year?
Right now I'm leaning towards 10, maybe 11. I look at our schedule. I don't see anyone that has a better roster than us, and other than maybe Alabama. And we get most of the toss-up games at home. Granted, we have Crafty Pickle there waiting on us in November if we make it that far. But,
he has a quarterback
right now.
Keep in mind, he's got the quarterback that is mobile that runs. Something to consider. Let's do picks to click. Trent Flubs, hit me. I mean, I want to hear you spit some actual names of people that are on our roster. Go. Offensive, defense, picks, click. And if you say
Josh Smith,
dumb as shit like Josh Dobbs, okay, all right. You would go with the
No. Josh Smith explodes this year. Over 800 yards receiving for the Tennessee Volunteers. And the MVP on defense, get this, guys. Are you ready? Owen
ready.
Williams leads the team in sacks, vaults into a third-round NFL draft pick this year. Huge, monster season for this young man.
I mean, that's a – I mean, you've got to say that – I mean, that's a surprise pick. I didn't see you going O-dub on us, but you just did. Janitors, picks to click, offense, defense.
On offense, I got – I have Josh Smith. I have him well over 800 yards
right.
receiving. And on defense, I'm going with – Owen Williams, actually. I think he could lead the team in sacks. He could be a second or third round draft pick even.
No, yeah, I agree.
I mean, those are interesting picks. I'll start on the defensive side of the ball. When you look at a pick to click, you want to look at tenacity. You want to look at the will to get to the quarterback, to get to the football. A lot of those intangibles that you really – there's not really a benchmark for. There's not a statistic for. And when I look at a guy like that, the name Owen Williams just pops out at me first and foremost. So I'm going to go O-dub on the defensive side. And, you know, you look at offense and, God, you could just count our weapons. I mean, Josh Dobbs, Kamara, Hurd. I mean, just an absolute lethal backfield. Vaughn Pearson. With something to prove now. He's been like a chain dog. You've been holding him back. He's let the shackles off of. That guy's going to rip shit up. You look at Preston Williams. He's already my favorite Tennessee player of all time. All time, already. Hasn't taken a snap. May never take a snap. My favorite Vol. I mean, the guy's electric. You look at Marquez North. You look at Pig Howard. You look at all those guys. I got to go Josh Smith. You look at
Absolutely.
All that talent, and there's Josh sticking out at you like, hello?
Yeah.
Right here?
Yeah.
I mean, that dude's going to have – I mean, if I had to predict, I don't want to just toss numbers out. Probably 800-plus through the air. He won't go
that.
As high as Owen Williams. I mean, Owen's probably looking at a third-rounder, and Josh will probably – he won't put up great combine numbers, but you know what? 800-plus, I guarantee you. Those are my two picks to click. You guys can hate him if you want to.
Good
I don't
pick.
Care. Yeah, I mean, I think
I love
it's a fair
it.
Pick. All right, what we're going to do, boys, we're going to cut it off there because we're. What I want to do, I want to make sure we do this every week. I want to hold it to it. Twitter always gets on to me, oh, you're not consistent. Son of a bitch, we're coming every week this year. We're going to bring
shut
the
up,
goods
Twitter.
Each and every – yeah, shut up, Twitter. Each and every week we're bringing the goods. The 17th best Tennessee podcast in the state of Tennessee, sponsored by Big Don Trump. We'll see you next week for the janitors. For political superstar, megawatt everything, Trent Flubs. I'm Fake Rob Lewis, a.k.a. Jerry Kane. We're out. Go Big Orange.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look that drives the cool. While I've got the mood that really move them. I said chill. Up and down there, fine. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make them shiver. Their knees get weak. Whenever I'm around, they see me walk. They hear me talk. I make them.